Here's a thought about blended images. It occurs to me that each major advancement in the technology of photography brings with it some sort of capability that was denied its predecessors. For example, gelatin silver photography brought with it the possibility of enlargements that were virtually impossible in the days of the daguerreotype or the tintype. Making a print that was larger than the negative was sort of a standard technique in gelatin silver photography. So all the other things that gelatin silver photography brought to photographers sort of pale in comparison to the possibility of making enlargements. Okay, well, we've been a couple of decades now into digital photography. What is the chief advantage that digital photography brings? I think it probably has to do with the distribution of images rather than the creation of them, but that's not so much a photography thing as it is an internet thing and digital communications. So, speaking strictly about photography, I think it's blended images. We can take multiple exposures and combine them into stitched images that make huge megapixel images for giant printing. We can do jigsaw images. We can do HDR. We can do all kinds of exotic techniques like mean stack noise reduction that require multiple images blended together in a very unique way. I think when historians look back at our time, they'll recognize blended images as the big deal of digital photography that was completely unknown to previous generations. Well, okay, so we had Jerry Uhlsman and so-called trick photographers and that kind of thing, but those were unusual techniques and unusual photographers. I'm talking about something that all of us are doing, and all of us, to one degree or another, are using blended images in some incredibly interesting ways.